Welcome to Ask the Lawyer radio podcast with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This podcast features a recording of our most recent radio show aired weekly in New York City. We hope you enjoy the show, which features news, views, and interviews on matters such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. You can contact us at 855-768-8845 or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Whoa, it's the holiday season. And Santa Claus, okay. Yeah, I'm not the best singer, but, you know, it's the Santa Claus season. It's when children, their eyes open up wide, you know, to open their presents. And if you give them clothing, they're going to get angry. They don't want to open no gift and see a sweater, especially an ugly sweater that they have to wear. Yes. So it's the season of jolliness. But unfortunately, as they say, after joy comes sorrow. And normally during this season, it's when people reassess their relationships. You know, the last Christmas together, or the last New Year together. Or it may have so much tension around that Christmas tree. You know, however you celebrate the holidays. And most attorneys see a surge in applications for divorces. The relationship is not working. People want to go their unfortunate merry ways. And what is the next step? New York State, fortunately, has no fault in their divorce matters, meaning irreconcilable differences, unless, you know, you want to, quote, use the adultery, especially if your religion doesn't allow you to get a divorce but for adultery. Then there's constructive abandonment. Most guys who claim that, you know, their spouse, their lady, has refused to have sexual relationships with them. Well, yes, that's because maybe he was having an affair, etc. And then, obviously, abandonment. When one spouse leaves the household and goes away from the spouse. So, and obviously, worst but not least, cruel and inhumane treatment. So, those are situations, especially when one person is petitioning for the other and they might be making a claim on VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act, and that's applicable to men too, where you went into a bona fide relationship and it didn't work. Your husband or your wife, you know, promised to petition for you, and obviously they didn't keep that promise either. So relationships do break down for many different reasons. But whatever reason you have, obviously the attorney should understand the law. And in New York City, especially in our immigrant community, obviously those consequences might have also immigration issues. However, the biggest issue besides immigration issues is what we call issues of equitable distribution. In that marriage, you know, who was making the money? Who is going to claim maintenance? spousal support because one spouse makes more money than the other, who's going to get custody of the children? Who is going to have to get visitation for the kids or pay child support? Who has a better pension than the other? Who saves more money than the other because the other spouse might be spending all the money on marital expenses? So that savings account, even though she or him may keep it in a separate account, that's marital property. Was a home purchased during the marriage? Or some people make the mistake, they have a home for several years and then they put their spouse name on the deed. Well, why did you do that? So what you did was actually give a gift of 50% of the equity in that home. Or if you put your spouse name on your bank account, yes, you had a little $100,000, $80,000. Well, you made a gift of 50% to that spouse. So sometimes we make decisions in a relationship, in a marriage, that has obviously divorce consequences. So who should you be getting advice from before you get married? The pastor, the priest, the rabbi, whoever, your spiritual leader, or a divorce attorney that understands issues of equitable distribution. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Give us a call and schedule an appointment or go visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Come in, let's discuss it. Whether you're married already and you want to know your legal rights if something goes wrong, or you want to obviously get a divorce. Thank you. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.